ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
The topic addressed today was the topic of city diplomacy. Indeed, in this last year, the involvement of local authorities and civil society groups have been very much dedicated to democracy, human rights and peace in third countries and transitional countries as well. The role of brilliant and committed mayors and president of the regions with a higher autonomy and financial resources gave a new chance for a political action and role in decentralized cooperation. This political role is often in practice, the action of decentralized cooperation are a fantastic instrument for getting acquainted with other problems, also the political and social ones, and they often offer solution on negotiation platforms. The city diplomacy has been recognized as such also by the Council of Europe, like one of the most innovative role of the local authorities in their own community in these last years. An imprinted document, which is a recommendation produced by the Congress of Local and Regional Authorities of the Council of Europe from February the 8th, 2008, where the rapporteur was the Mayor Onno van Velduinsen from the Netherlands, which confirms that city diplomacy marked the return of the city as a political actor on the European stage. He's announcing the World Conference on City Diplomacy, which took place in The Hague in Netherlands in 2008. And in this recommendation, inviting the Congress of Local and Regional Authorities to support the municipalities in this work, to recognize the networks dedicated to this, and to support the local democracy agencies as well. The city diplomacy is considered like an enlargement and a further development of the decentralized cooperation, which is mostly focusing on peace, human rights and democracy. A relevant network did a lot of work on this, and this is the Association of Enti Locali per la Pace, which is today very much involved in actually addressing the problem of Palestine and Israel. Some other networks United States and local governments with the acronym UCLG and the CEMR, which are working with the commissions dedicated to city diplomacy. The lesson was also completed by an exercise which is the SWOT analysis on international decentralized cooperation. The students were requested to do the analysis seen from the point of view of decentralized cooperation of local governments. The SWOT analysis is a strategic planning method which evaluates strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats of a certain situation, while strengths and weaknesses elaborate the internal factors, opportunities and threats present the external conditions. The SWOT analysis, which was used during the lessons, elaborated the situation regarding local governments, and next time we will elaborate the situation as far as the NGOs are concerned.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università.